Okay, can you hear my voice? Hello. Okay, if you can hear my voice, we could get started. Please be seated. Okay, we will start now. Please be seated and we are little bit late from the schedule, so that we will have time for lunch before the next session. Let's get started. So, hello everyone. My name is Iida Kultamaa. I work as the international coordinator at the School of Business and Economics, and I will give you a short presentation on how to register for your courses in our study data system, SISU. And I will guide you through the process step by step. I will show you in SISU how it's done, how to register for your courses. And then I will answer some frequently asked questions. And if there's time left after that, you will be able to ask questions as well. But since we are a little bit late from the schedule, there might not be le time left at that point. So you can watch the recording and see the slides for this presentation afterwards. And you can always contact your host faculties or departments, international coordinator as well. Okay, so this is in a nutshell how you register for your courses. So the basis of everything is your study plan. And first, you create the study plan in the Structure or Studies tab in SISU. Next, you add courses to the study plan. Next, you choose completion methods for each of the courses. Then it's time to do the actual registration for the courses. You can do it in Study Calendar or the Registration tab. And finally, when the registration period has ended, you should check the status of your registration to see if it has been confirmed. So we will now go through all of these steps together. And if you have your laptop, you can follow my lead and try to register for some or all of your courses. But if you don't have your laptop, don't worry, you can do it afterwards.
Se voi olla ketkä asiaa, mutta käydään sitä.
Okei, okay. Joo, no niin.
Okay. So first you will write on the search field sisu.jyu.fi. And then you log into SISU with your university username and password. And it takes you to the SISU landing page. And this landing page may look a little bit different for you because I don't have a student study right, so mine looks a little bit different. And if this is your first time that you log into SISU, there may be already a
pop-up window telling you to create the study plan. But if you've already logged in once or there's no pop-up window, then you can go to here. In the upper left corner, there is the tab Structure of Studies. You click that. And then here on the right-hand side, there is the New Study Plan button. You click that. And since you already have a specific study right as an exchange student, these fields may already be filled out for you automatically. But if they are not, you can start writing here on this field, exchange. And it will show you all the list of all the study templates that we have for exchange students of JYU. So today I will use as an example the study template for the exchange students of the School of Business and Economics, since I'm the most familiar with that one. And these other fields are filled in automatically. And if you want to change the name of your study plan, you can, or you can keep it as it is. You can change that also later if you want. And then you click Create a Plan. And here I have now an empty study plan template for the exchange student of the School of Business and Economics. Now, this empty study plan may look different for students of the different faculties. So, if yours doesn't look like this, you don't have to worry about that. The headlines and subtitles may be different in different faculties. So, not all the faculties have, for example, these autumn courses and spring courses subtitles, but the courses may be all under the one headline, for example. So the study plan template is organized by these headlines and subtitles. And now it's the time for you to look at your learning agreement and see what courses you have chosen previously. And you can start adding the courses to your study plan. So when you click a headline or subtitle, you will be able to modify the courses that are under that headline or subtitle. So the examples that I have for you here, which are in my learning agreement today, the first one is under this headline of Intermediate Business and Economic Studies. And I will click this Autumn Courses subtitle, and it will give me a list of courses that are available for exchange students under that subtitle. And here you can see these buttons. When you click the button, it will activate the course and put it in your study plan. And by deactivating the button, you can remove the course from your study plan. So now I will do basically the same thing for all the courses that I have in my learning agreement. So the next one I have under the headline Master Studies in Banking and International Finance. I will click the subtitle here. And the course is the Hedge Fund Strategies. And I will activate that one, and it will appear here under this subtitle. Then, under the courses that are available at your host faculty, there is a headline which says Studies Open for All Exchange Students of JYU. So,
anything like that, like could you have exchange education of mathematics and science, and that, you know, I don't have anything answering.
Well, I think that if the study, you mean the study plan template is empty, then I think that that is something that you will have to
ask from your international coordinator of your host faculty afterwards, like after this presentation. There may be some technical issue or maybe some delay that it hasn't appeared yet, but it should appear there at some point. But then, if you can't register for your courses right now during this presentation, you don't have to worry about that. You can do it afterwards. Okay. So studies under this headline are from other faculties other than your host faculty, and you will be able to take courses from other faculties if they are listed here. That means that they are open for all exchange students of the JYU, and if your home university approves it, and if you meet the specific course-specific requirements for the courses, then you will be able to take courses from other faculties. And I have one example course here from the MOVI language and communication courses for all exchange students. I will click this headline. And actually, in this case, you will have to first activate here a subtitle. And I will activate this subtitle, Finnish as a second language. It will happen, appear here. I will then click the subtitle. And it will show the courses that are available here, and I will activate this Survival Finnish course. Now, the final two courses that I have here, I will add in my study plan in a free edit mode. And they are from the Faculty of Mathematics and Science. I will click the headline here. And then I will access the free edit mode here from the three dots in the right-hand side. And I can search for the courses by writing here a course name or a course code. Now, it's good to remember that all the courses that are under these headlines and subtitles in your study plan, they are all open for exchange students of JYU, but if you search for courses here in the free edit mode, it will find all the courses of the university, and not all of them will be open for exchange students. So please do not use this feature, this free edit mode, just to find nice sounding courses. You should use it only if you have a certain course in mind that you have already agreed that you will be able to take it, even though it's not regularly open for exchange students, then you will be able to add it in the free edit mode. So today I have a chemistry course here. I will add modern synthetic Modern synthetic organic chemistry. Yeah, that's the one. And by the way, and it will appear in the study plan. By the way, this course is actually available for exchange students. So if you are an exchange student in the Faculty of Mathematics and Science, you do not have to add this course in the free edit mode. I'm just using this course as an example to show you how the free edit mode works. So I have this course here, and then I will add another one, which is a practical course in nano science. And it's this one, molecular interactions, and it will appear here in the study plan. So now I have picked all the courses that I want to add to my study plan. And it's time to choose the completion methods for all of these courses. So I will scroll up here to find the first course I had here, which is the Corporate Responsibility and Business Ethics. Now, there's two
two ways to choose the completion method. One is that you simply click this blue button here, which says Select Completion Method, and it will open the pop-up window where the completion methods are listed, and you can click which one you want to choose. Here, one example is participation in teaching, and the other one is the independent study. But the problem with this method, this pop-up, if you are to choose the completion methods here, that you don't get in this pop-up window a lot of information about the course or the completion methods. So I would recommend the other method, which is to click the course code above the name of the course here. And it will open you in a separate window a course brochure where you can find a lot of information about the course. All the basics, there are the learning outcomes, the contents, if there are any pre-requirements for the course, any materials. And then here on the bottom, there is the contact information for the teacher of the course. And to choose the completion method, you go to this completion methods tab, and which will open here the different completion methods. As you can see here, there are two completion methods for this course. The other one is participation in teaching, but here you can see that the teaching is only for a exchange students or the or degree students of the School of Business and Economics. So if you are a exchange student from other faculty, you would have to choose the method two, which is independent study. And here it says that the teaching is arranged as online teaching. But as I have the study plan template for the exchange student of School of Business and Economics today, I will choose the method one here. And for some courses, you have to first click this green button here, which says select this completion method. You have to first activate that one. And when you activate this, it will then open. You can select the correct teaching here. So then click the blue button here, select. And here also, if you scroll down a little bit, there are a little bit more information about the teaching. On the bottom here, if you click this arrow, there will be even more details about the groups and teaching times. Here, the locations. And here it also tells the language of instruction, which in this case is English, but sometimes it can tell here that it's Finnish and English, both of them are listed here, for example. And in that case, the teaching will be arranged in English if needed. If there are English speaking students in the group, then the language of instruction will be in English. So, but all the courses that are available for exchange students as a rule are taught in English. So now I have selected the completion method for this course. And I will do the same thing for all the other courses as well. So the next one is the hedge fund strategies. I could use the completion method by clicking here. And actually, in this case, it's an all right solution because there is only one completion method available, which is independent study. And I will click confirm. But if I want to see the more information about the course, I can open the course brochure. And oh, actually, I have to select the completion method here as well. So okay, it's probably a good idea for you to always check by going to by clicking the course code and then seeing that you can make sure that it's the completion method is actually selected for you here. Then you can find the instructions here. And sometimes there is instructions or details missing, which means that it will be available a little bit later during the semester. And teaching here, you can find the since this is a independent course, it's good to note that there are no specific teaching times. And in this case, you should also contact the course teacher after you have registered for a independent study course. It's a good idea to contact the teacher and let them know that you would like to take this course, so they can give you the literature or other information about completing the course. Okay, so the next course here was the Survival Finish. I will click the code and open the completion methods tab. Now here you can see that there is only one completion method, but there are several groups to choose from. And if you scroll down where you find more information, you can see here the timetables for these different groups, and you can check which one would best suit your schedule and choose that one. So I will select this one as an example. So now it's selected. Oh, and by the way, as you have probably noticed, Sisu will prompt me to go straight to the proceed with the registration straight away after I have selected the completion method. But I won't do it at this point because I want to select the completion methods for all of the courses and then do the actual registration for all the courses at the same time. So I can just put them away at this point. Okay, so then I had the mathematics and science courses here. I have the chemistry course. Here again, there is only one completion method, and it says that it is participation in teaching, and there are the teaching times, and I can just select that one since there are no other alternatives. And then for the last course, which is the nanoscience course, same thing. And here again, there is only one completion method, which I can select here. Okay, now that I have chosen all the completion methods for these courses, I will do the actual course registration. And there are again two ways to do it. And the other one is more straightforward and easy, but the other one is a little bit more useful. I will show the first one only briefly. So by clicking the registration tab here, you will open this page, and the courses that you have chosen the completion methods for are listed on the left. And you can register for the courses by clicking the blue buttons here. It will open the pop-up window. It will give you details about the registration, how many number of seats there are on the course, if there are any registration requirements, and if the course would have a if there would be a alternative groups that you would have to select between, then you would have to select them here. But since this course doesn't have all the groups are mandatory for everyone, then you could just click confirm here. I don't click the confirm button because I don't have the student study right, so I'm just showing you. So that's pretty much it. But I will now show you how to register for your courses by using the study calendar feature, which is next to the registration tab up here. I will click that one and it will open your study calendar for you. And this registration through the study calendar is useful because here you can see the how your schedule actually looks like with your current course selections. Mine, it looks quite empty because actually few of the courses that I'm using as examples are spring semester courses. They're just examples, so they don't show here, but they would if they were available this autumn semester. So on the right-hand side here, the courses are listed again, the courses that you have chosen the completion methods for. And by clicking the arrow here, you will open more information about the course. By clicking this button here, you will make sure that all the time and location info is activated so that it will show in your study calendar. If it's not activated, then those teaching times will not show in the calendar. And here, it says how many students are tentatively placed in the group already and how many seats there are on the course. It also tells here when the registration period ends. So you register for the course by clicking the register button here, and it will open very similar pop-up window as with the registration tab feature I showed you earlier. And there weren't any group selections for this course, so I can just confirm. And then I do the next with the other courses here, the hedge fund strategies. It is the independent exercise course, so it doesn't show any teaching hours or and there are no groups to select from, so I could just click confirm again here. And for this course, there's also this information here that the registrations of students who fulfill the requirements will be confirmed immediately if there are free seats left on the course. For some courses, this is the case, but for some courses, Sisu will randomly choose the course participants after the registration period has ended. So Sisu does not work in first come, first served basis, but it chooses the students for the course after the registration period ends. And it will choose them randomly if there are no additional course specific criteria placed on the course. For example, there could be a criteria that the course is mainly for the degrees. So degree students have a will be given the first priority for the course, for example. So next, there is the modern synthetic organic chemistry. And here you can see that there are a little bit more time and location info because there are lectures, exercises, and seminars for this course. And make sure that these buttons are activated so that all of them are showing in your calendar. And you don't have to register separately for each of these parts. You can register for all of them at the same time. You click the register. And it shows here all the teaching groups, exercise groups, and seminar groups. And then you click the confirm here. And then there is the practical course in nanoscience. And this is a little bit trickier one because some courses they have alternative teaching groups that you have to choose between. And in this case, Lectures and seminars are for all participants of the course, but then there are four different blocks, and all of these blocks consists of four different groups that you have to choose between, and you can check the how they would fit in your schedule by activating these buttons to see and the other ones to see if they so show in your calendar. I will quickly show you, because these are spring semester courses, how they would appear here. For example, here I can see that these groups are overlapping, so you have to choose which one is best for you. They are overlapping here because they are from the same block, but they may be you have to maybe make more selections between the different blocks. So for the block one, I will choose the group one, and for the block two, I will choose the group two. Block three, I'm picking the group three. And for the fourth block, I will choose the group four. And now I will click the register. And the pop-up window here gives you a little bit more instructions on how to select the groups. So you can choose in each block, you can choose one group as your first preference. And when Sisu is putting students into these groups, it will take into account that it's your first preference, and you have to choose also click the other groups as well if you could be put into any other group as well. If you choose only one group, then and it's full, then Sisu will your registration for the course will be most likely rejected. So it's good to always pick many groups so that Sisu will know that if you cannot fit into your first preference group, then you can be put into any other group. So I would do here, choose all the groups and confirm. And that's how the actual registration is done. So after you have registered, you have to keep checking until the end of the registration period, your registration status for the course to see if your registration has been confirmed or not. If you want to remove a course from here, you can remove it by clicking remove. First, you have to cancel the registration. After the registration, this button will change into cancel registration button. And you can cancel the course during the registration period. After the registration period has ended or the course has already started, you cannot cancel the registration anymore, but you can discontinue the course. And then this button will be discontinue the course button. And if you decide to discontinue the course, you also have to inform the course teacher. You can't only discontinue it here in Sisu. You have to let this teacher know that so that they don't accept you to hand in assignments or be at the lectures. So then you can, when you have registered, you can see your calendar if there are any overlaps and if it looks good. Here in my profile, when you have completed the course, you can find the grades here in the completed credits tab. And as Elisa showed you in the previous presentation, the grade will also show here next to the credit box here. It will show the grade for the course. So now I don't have much time left, so I will answer very briefly a few frequently asked questions. Okay, here's another one. Okay. So, a few frequently asked questions. Why can't I find the course I want to take in Sisu? First thing to do is to check if the course is listed in the exchange students course list on the faculty website. If it is there, then it should be available for exchange students. If you can't find the course, it's possible that the course details have not yet been confirmed and the course will be available in Sisu a little bit later in the semester. And if you are unsure, you can always contact your home faculty's international coordinator. So if Sisu does not let you to enroll for some courses, this is usually that you don't have the study right for the course. Maybe it's only for the degree students and or it's a course from another faculty, or the registration period has not yet started, or it has already ended. So you should check the registration period from Sisu to know if you are available, if it's possible for you to enroll. And also, there might be only a limited number of seats on the course, and if the course is already full, then it's not possible to enroll anymore. So if Sisu tells you that you do not meet the requirements for the course, it may be that the course have a specific criteria. For example, that you have to be a degree student of the faculty or a student from a certain master's degree program. And if you can't register for a course that should be open for exchange students, and then you can also contact your own faculty's international coordinator. If you have courses that overlap, if the overlap is only for one or two lectures, then you should check the attendance policy in Sisu or from the course teacher. If the attendance policy is not mentioned in Sisu and you need to know that, then you can contact the teacher. If the courses are overlapping each week, then you cannot take them both. You have to drop one of them and choose another course instead. But there may be also lecture recordings available for some courses. So if that's the case, then it's not a problem that they are overlapping, but you have to check that from the course teacher. And to cancel your registration, I already showed you how it's done. If the registration period has ended, there may be a cancellation period for some courses, and during that you can cancel the registration. But if the cancellation period is not set or the registration period has ended, then you can only discontinue the course, and in that case you have to let the course teacher know about the discontinuation. And here I have gathered some more information. There are written instructions on how to register for your courses. Then there are also video instructions. I'm afraid that the video instructions are probably a few years old already. So some features in Sisu have changed by that. So, but you get the basic idea. And then there's instructions on how to register for exams, which is done in separate system. Then our digital services have gathered some frequently asked questions for you. You can contact us by Help JYU portal, and you can always, in any course-related questions, contact your own international coordinator. Okay, I think that was it.
Thank you. Speed up. Okay, I think I see a hand, a couple of hands. Do you have a couple of minutes, Ida, to answer?
But there are not many teaching names because in all my classes it's so bad in translation.
Well, if there are, for example, two completion methods mentioned in SISU, but the other one says that there is no upcoming teaching, it can be that there is no upcoming teaching during this autumn semester for the course, or that the information is still not updated on SISU. So you should check from the course teacher if. Or your international coordinator, if there will be information, if the course should be available during the autumn semester. I'm sorry, I can't hear properly. Could you please be a little bit more quiet?
Is there a general guideline on how many lectures you have to attend, please? Because I've read something before, always able to miss 10%. Okay. Is that like a general guideline?
You mean if how many courses you have to attend to complete the course? Did I hear you right? Yeah. The attendance policy is specific for each course. So if you already know that you will not be able to attend some classes, or maybe you get ill or something, then you should check the teacher if it's okay for you to be. Usually, it's okay for to be not be present on maybe two or three classes, but. Some courses may mo be more strict than others, so you have to check the that with the course teacher.
Another short question. Want to register for independent work course in place. But now it says your registration is not accepted. You know what?
For an independent course, I would ask the teacher if the course maybe it becomes. I know that for some School of Business and Economics independent courses, they may be available only to the end of the semester. So then you can check from SISU when the registration period opens for the course. It may open a little bit later, so you can go to see if it's possible to register a little bit later during the semester. But you can also contact a teacher. And if it's already possible for you to start the course, then the teacher can manually put you on the course.
Okay.
No, all the faculties and in some cases departments have their own international coordinator. So here you can see here. Actually, I could click this, and you will find the international coordinator for each faculty. So you check what is your host faculty and then who is the coordinator, and then you can contact them. And also on Thursday,
show a slide.
yeah, on Thursday, all the faculties will have their own info sessions for exchange students. So during those sessions, you will meet your host faculty's international coordinator in person.
One of the classes that I wanted to register for, it said that it wasn't allowed with my current degree. Saying, how do I?
Did you check from the website that it should be open for exchange students?
And I'm not sure if it is or not. I need these classes in order to stay on track with my graduation at my home university. Is it possible to get into these classes anyway?
Well, if you have agreed on a certain course previously with your international coordinator, then you can take that course, even though there are some warning signs or red triangles in the SISU saying that it's not part of your degree structure. If you have agreed on that course, then you can put it in your study plan, but check that with your international coordinator. You can also, this is for others as well, you can always check from the website if the course is available for exchange students. And if it shows in the study plan template, all those courses are available. So, yeah. If there is two languages, there's Finnish and English mentioned as a language of instruction. It means that if there are English speaking students in the group, then the language of instruction will be in English. So you do not have to know any Finnish. You can participate the courses in English.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if I heard everything, but did you say that it was a Finnish language course? Yeah. Well, because it's Finnish course, of course, you will use their Finnish as well, but the language of instruction is, of course, English because you don't know Finnish beforehand. So, yeah. You can learn some Finnish on those courses, but academic courses are a little bit tricky to complete with just basic Finnish.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ida, for your presentation.
Thanks.
And well, I don't know if we clapped already. I think we did, but and now I think everyone has lunch break, so both degree and exchange students. And I think we will continue with a joint session about healthcare services. It's supposed to be at 12:45, but since we are a bit behind schedule, we might be 12:50 or something. So you have at least an hour to eat lunch. So we will be back here and see you in an hour. Thank you.